is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All righty then. John and Lance along with Dell. And you at Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North. He's coming in.
Does he come here?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Dell's coming here, too. Trailer Wheel and Frame, Houston's go-to place for truck toolboxes and fuel tanks. They have all the top brands, WeatherGuard, RKI, and UWS. And they have them for less. Buy it today. Get it installed today. Save today when you buy a truck toolbox or auxiliary fuel tank at Trailer Wheel and Frame. All right, 713-780-3776. Come see us. Rachel's coming. She should be here within a half an hour. We'll be eating way before Dell gets here, which is awesome.
Yeah, but they bring so much food that it's like...
No, she's going to probably run out
before
Dell gets here. That's my hope, anyway. That's my
dream. It's going to take a lot of eating.
That's my dream.
It's going to take a lot of eating by this
group. Well, let's go. What do you think Niall came for?
I don't know. He came to party. He's already had two donuts, John.
I know, but you don't think he's going to... Oh, if you think he's not going to throw down on Rudy's too, you're sadly mistaken.
Hey, so...
You don't know nothing about Niall.
I know. ESPN Insider did the top 106 players in the Super Bowl. Because this is what happens for websites. You got to be, what do we do now? There's still a ton of time before the game.
Who's the 106th player?
That's what I was trying to ask you. There's no way you'll even know.
The 106th player.
See if you even know this person.
Yeah.
I don't know if you will. I haven't looked at the list. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Joe Cardona.
Joe Cardona.
I wrote his draft profile.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's a long snapper from Navy, I think. And, he was drafted. He's like this amazing long snapper.
And he's 106?
Frankly, he should be higher.
If John,
long snappers are important.
And he was drafted.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
I know.
Already this lost credibility.
By the Patriots.
No, where would John Weeks be on the Texans list?
60th.
No.
No, on a list of two teams in the Super Bowl.
Oh, right. Well, he would be.
He's super important.
Listen, on the Texans roster right now, John Weeks is probably 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Rick left them loaded. The Eagles long snapper is 105. Punter and punter. These guys aren't even trying.
They're no.
Then you get punter and punter.
Yeah.
Then you get Brian Braman at 102.
No, Brian Braman is a valuable. Yes, he's a valuable special teams guy.
He's a special teams player who has yet to record a special teams tackle.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, no, I was surprised.
He did block a kick.
Did he?
Yeah, he blocked a kick against the Falcons.
And then the TCU tackle is 101. Landon Roberts is 100. He's a starter.
And he was drafted. This is a load of crap. You're right.
Roberts has looked in over his head this season, missing just five tackles, but consistently failing to make impact plays.
That's a lie.
They put him. I was shocked that he got drafted where he did, by the way. Brent Seelick, 97. Yeah, there's actually some decent players. Most of them are Eagles. Look at the Eagles.
Yeah,
they just punked out the Eagles.
They really did. Well, that's a load of crap. You're right. They didn't even try. They just went snap, deep snapper, deep snapper.
How do you like this?
Where would you put the Texans punter? Fourth?
Shane Leckler's, no, he's dropped to 10th.
He was their, 2 years ago, he was their most valuable player.
Yeah. He's not as good now. No, he legitimately is not as good right now as he was before. They got a punter that I saw at Senior Bowl, J.K. Scott from Alabama.
No, oh, yeah.
That guy can bang it. Whenever he wants, like his hang time this year was 4.7. Last year's 4.3. This year he just intentionally said he allowed 36 punt return yards for the whole year. Like, there were very few punt returns against him.
Well,
he's decided he wanted
him
to do that.
Or the Texas Bowl MVP from Texas.
Oh, Dixon?
Yeah.
Those two guys are going to both be drafted.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. They're both good. Dixon can just hang it inside the 10 whenever he wants, but so can this guy. They're both pretty good.
J.K. Scott's been good for you.
Yeah, J.K. Scott's been good. He's also a kickoff guy, too, a deep kickoff guy. So probably J.K. Scott, but I don't know. Dixon's really good, too. So they'll both be.
Nothing says a good radio show like talking punters in the draft.
Which punter do you think will be drafted? 713-780-3776. We got some Astros minor league talk. We got XFL and punters. Let's argue about which long snapper should be the ranked last in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh,
good stuff.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff right there. So Daryl Morey got lit up by
So here's what he said. This is what Daryl Morey said. I brought it up yesterday because I was pretty shocked it hadn't happened nationally. I figured it would, and sure enough, it did go national. Daryl says, TikTok, it's just a matter of time before the NFL is basically irrelevant as a sport. No global base, no one plays anymore. Now, I think he's saying no one plays anymore like he's meaning in the future. He doesn't mean like not now.
No, I think kids.
He's just saying it's a matter of time before no one's playing and no global base hurts it. It's never been a global sport. People will tune in. People will tune in across, you know, for the Super Bowl. And it is getting much, much bigger in Germany and Austria and in England. It's a much, much bigger sport than it had been.
Here's what Florio said.
Florio went in on Daryl Morey.
The cartoonishly misguided claim came in response to comments regarding the NBA's desire to get a pie of the gambling pie illegally. Blah, blah, blah. So does Morey think the NFL won't try to do the same thing? And does Morey not realize that because billions more already are waging on the NFL than the NBA, the NFL will generate even more money when the football and basketball leagues are getting a cut of the total action? Also, to the extent that Morey believes no one plays football anymore, he should open his eyes and or remove his head from an orifice that would keep his eyes covered. He lives and works in Texas. College and high school football is everywhere in Texas, and neither college nor high school football is going anywhere anytime soon or ever in Texas, even if participation at the youth level has declined over time. I know it's hard for these other sports to accept the NFL's dominance, and I know it costs nothing to make self-serving proclamations about the demise of a sports league that currently is doing far better than the NBA. The only risk to uttering such ridiculousness is being called an idiot. So, Daryl, you're an idiot.
Do you think Florio has proper perspective on this?
No, he's a shill for the NFL.
Well,
because
he hates a website. Yeah, a lot of times he hates the NFL itself, like Goodell or whatever. But
no,
I see what you're saying. It's his sport.
It's his sport.
It's pro football talk.
Well, you should call Daryl and see if you come on and crush Florio.
You know what? I could do that.
I'm going to text him.
He didn't. Just see.
I'll see.
He wasn't doing any radio the other day, and he may not want to on this one. Daryl's trying to get his musical off the ground. You know, New York Times had an article about his musical. You know, he's got a musical called Small Ball that's going to be opening this spring. Daryl is doing a musical.
Well, as well he should. What general manager isn't writing a musical?
Every other general manager in every sport.
Well, okay, but
I know one other person who wrote a musical on company time.
Who's changing the game? Daryl Morey.
That's true. First, everyone's shooting a bunch of threes because of Daryl. Next thing you know, we're going to hear about R.C. Buford's got something coming out, like in a local theater in San Antonio. Like, R.C., stop trying to bite Daryl Morey's moves, okay?
Yeah.
Spurs are always going to be sucking hind teat to the Houston Rockets like they always do.
Yep. How about that? Jim Boylan's now writing dogs instead of cats. It's awesome. It's all about underdogs in the NBA,
mm-hmm.
right?
That'd be a good one.
That would be a good one.
Jim Boylan's not a GM anywhere, though.
No.
We're doing GMs.
Oh, we're doing GMs?
Yeah, we're doing GMs.
I don't – oh, yeah.
So
now that Sam Hinkie's out of the league, I don't know any other ones. What's the
Bob Meyer over with Golden State.
Golden State, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think Daryl I don't think Daryl cares about being called an idiot or anything by Mike Florio, but I think Mike Florio is missing a point. I don't think Daryl's comments aren't about the NBA getting gambling money or anything. I think Daryl's whole comments are, regardless of gambling, he thinks that no global, the lack of global footprint and the CTE stuff and the injury stuff is going to severely damage the NFL. I don't think he may have made a comment in response to something about gambling in the NBA, but I don't think Daryl thinks that gambling. I don't think his comments are based on the
response.
Gambling thing.
Somebody had made some comment.
Daryl said it, and Daryl just said TikTok. It's a matter of time, but he didn't just say because of the gambling thing. I think Daryl's comments are independent of that. I think he believes that whether there's gambling allowed or not in the NBA, he believes that the NFL's time, that there's a clock on them.
And I'm not calling, certainly not calling Daryl Morey an idiot.
No.
He's got his perspective. Florio's got his perspective. They've got their leagues to protect. I think Daryl's fighting a losing battle on this
one. Well, calling it irrelevant, saying that football's going to be irrelevant is, I think it's maybe a little too strong. But I think Daryl's got a point about, I don't know, the NFL is, it's at an all-time high right now, although it has had
some
TV declines.
It was at a high just a couple of 5 years ago.
I mean, in general, in this time of our lives.
Right.
But it's had 2 years of ratings decline, right? I would think that the NFL, one thing we know, and it's hard for everyone to see it unless you really go back in history and you're open-minded, baseball was a monster at one point, and it's not a monster anymore.
So it was horse racing,
so
and so
it
was
horse
boxing.
Racing, so it was boxing, yeah. And times change. Yeah. Times change, and what people do changes. And it's not, I don't think it's crazy to think that times could potentially change, and football, where it ranks on the scale, could change somewhat. That's not outrageous. It happened with baseball. If you would ask somebody in the 50s, you think baseball will ever not be like, no. You think basketball, what? No, basketball would never pass baseball.
Well, and if you ask somebody in the 50s, they'd say, well, Cleveland Browns is the greatest organization ever.
Yeah.
You know,
times change. But I don't know that Daryl's comments, there may be some validity at some point in time, but we could be talking in 40 years.
Irrelevant. NFL is basically irrelevant as a sport. He said, just a matter of time before it is. Well, by time, I hope you don't mean like our lifetime.
Yeah, he could be talking five decades.
It just may well be. 8:15 ESPN 97.5 live from Trailer Will and Frame. How about getting your testosterone
Let me tell you something right now. 1801 Durham and I-10. That's a Men's T Clinic. And those guys are fantastic. They're open right now. You can call and you can either set up an appointment, or your appointment could be today where you just drop in. That's how easy it is. You can stop into one of their locations and go get your testosterone tested and find out whether or not that feeling of fatigue and malaise and the lack of drive, if that's all due to low testosterone. It strikes one in every three men over the age of 40, and actually that number has been rising. And there's a genetic component. There can be a genetic component involved as well. So you could be having this issue and not even knowing. This could be something that's been affecting you for 4, 5, 6 years. Get it changed. Convert that belly fat to lean muscle mass. Get your energy level back. Get your drive back. It can have a positive impact on your libido. All you have to do is go to MensTClinic.com or call 713-568-1175. Locations at 1801 Durham and I-10. You've also got one at 290 in Barker Cypress. That one in Cypress is blowing up huge. And then they got a brand new location opening up at 288 and Shadow Creek Ranch right there in the Pearland area. MensTClinic.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live at Trailer Wheel and Frame, 8222 I-45 North. We're just talking about it during the break. It's Vince McDowell. The odds that one player in the XFL ever kneels for the national anthem.
You think it'll be a thing 2 years from now?
Oh, it'll be a thing forever with Vince McMahon. You will not play for him if you kneel.
That's fine, but it's easy to say. I mean, that's fine. Well, he can say it, but it'll be 2 years from now, and I don't know if it'll even be an issue 2 years from now.
I really hope it won't be, but one never knows. I mean, it may be, who knows? I mean, guys at any time could just say, hey, I'm, what Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf did. I mean, that was obviously he shot it down immediately and made everybody said there was a rule that you have to stand for the national anthem. But I think one of the rules that Vince McMahon is going to have in 2020 is you will stand for the national anthem or you won't play. You can leave the field immediately if you kneel because you won't be part of this league. That dude's about America, okay? He loves America. And you know, what his wife is the in charge of SBA, Small Business Association for Trump, Linda McMahon, and
she, I mean, that it almost feels like his whole league is being built on. We might be able to because I assume he talks like that regular. We might be able to capitalize on the national anthem thing and overtake them by that. Like,
no.
I think you're going to need more than that, Vince.
Yeah, more than
I
people stand for the
anthem. National anthem is going to be more like he'll probably have 100 cameras on every. Like, look at us. Look at us. And the world. It'll be super loud. And, yeah. Like, you know you got to play now, too, right?
Right.
I mean, you got to actually play with players and have good football. And like,
right. And complete passes.
I want to see games that are completely scripted where we already know who's going to win. And then guys, you know, we'll like these tackles. Guys will be running in an open field and they slow down. And so another guy runs and like, rawr! You know, does moves on them. Just – sell it out.
Body
just go
slam all,
turn it into
choreographed
plays, choreographed results. You know, just oh my gosh, did you see the heel turn? The Iowa City Rascals. Their kicker he intentionally missed, and then he did a suck it move to his own bench, and then he took his shirt off, and he actually played with you know the Menlo Kansas. Punk baskets. Oh, wow. I can't believe the kicker was actually in on it the whole time. He's grabbing his nuts and like, yeah. Oh, he intentionally punted short because it was a work.
No.
Oh.
He didn't take off his shirt and he's playing for the other team.
And then grown-up people can get all super excited. Like grown-ass men can be like, ooh, put this, make a sign, make a sign. We're carrying a sign. We're getting dressed up. We're getting dressed up for the game like characters.
Yeah. Well, you hope that it's like that.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well just try to make it literally wrestling. Don't make it football.
No.
We've already got football. Make it wrestling football.
Daryl Morey appreciated the offer to come on the show, but he politely declined.
Did he?
Yeah. And I told him he was scared, and he said, thumbs up. And
his bias has just leaked through, John.
Daryl,
I want Daryl on the show.
Daryl's not scared.
Alex wants to get on the show and talk about Daryl Morey. Hey, Alex, how are you?
Alex is like, wow. Nope.
Alex just went, wow. 703-780-3776.
It's funny. If you read Twitter was in Daryl Morey's corner. Pro Football Talk comments were not in Daryl's corner, as you can imagine. Like, it was weird seeing the two different commentaries from the two different groups, how people responded to it. Mike Florio on Twitter, when he tweeted out the story, his comments were mostly negative and mostly pro Morey. Because all it takes is one like Rocket fan or whatever to retweet it and people to jump in and start hammering Mike Florio. But if you go to Mike Florio's article, it's almost all negative towards Daryl Morey. So it's a different time though. Two general managers now. Mark's an owner, but Mark Cuban and now Daryl Morey taking shots at another league is fairly uncharted waters, isn't it? Like, do you remember owners or general managers of one league commenting on another league before?
No, I don't. Not really. No.
Usually, people stay
Cuban, but like you said.
Well, Cuban's a different dude altogether.
Yeah, the Daniel Snyders, the Mark Cubans, the Jerry Jones, they're
out there
of a lot more. You didn't know. You never heard from owners back in the day. You never heard.
Well, no, these guys
they were classy like Bob McNair.
Yeah, that's right. These guys want to be headliners. I mean, they want to be part of the deal.
Well, part
Jerry
of their...
Jones has since 1989 when he took over, he made it clear. He
Jerry's
wants to
team.
Be. Yeah,
well, I
the
take
guy.
That back. George Steinbrenner was way out
there. Yeah, yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean.
But it was very rare.
Yep, yep.
It was very
They're
rare.
They're usually classy like Bob McNair.
And so now you have some
like
owners.
This.
Some owners are front and center. Some you don't see.
I wonder what if Tillman is ever going to be an outspoken out there guy.
the billion-dollar buyer with his own TV show?
Well, but he's a marketing and he's just a moneymaker. But he hasn't been controversial, really.
Give him time. I don't think Tillman's afraid to hold. Nah, not Tillman.
The
not
most
here.
Controversial thing Tillman has ever done is hired Kendall Briles.
He didn't hire him.
Yeah, he did. He owns the team.
No, he doesn't own University of Houston.
Oh. Alex is back. Let's see if he has something better to offer than last time. What do you say, Alex, how are you?
Hey, I'm a massive Daryl Morey fan. I want to hear his follow-up on that, be more specific, and the time frame. I started thinking that the NFL was in trouble when you hear about these ratings decline hype, and then I look at the ratings for 2017, and to put it in perspective, more people watched the Texans lose to the Patriots in 2017 than watched the Astros in the seventh game of the World Series.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yes,
here,
absolutely.
More people here.
Is that true? Is that
no,
accurate?
More the people Texans. In the cut. The ratings for the Texans.
Oh,
here it was Astros here.
Astros
yeah,
here.
It was Astros here.
Would have been Astros here would have been more.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. But don't you think that nationally, I mean, that can't be one of the top. That's not one of the marquee games for the Texans to play in any playoff game, I would not think, even though you're with the Patriots. I mean, for that to top the seventh game of the World Series and to top any NBA final game just shows what a juggernaut the NFL still is.
Well, yeah, it still is. I mean, that's kind of. I don't want to. It's not idiocy.
But baseball is kind of ridiculous.
Baseball's
still very regional, even the world's. But this was. I really don't. But I'm not going to get too tied up in TV ratings and minutia of this, that, or the other.
Well, wait a minute. But there's something to it. 9 of the top 10 shows in 2017 were football. Were NFL football.
Agree. But in the grand scheme of things, it's down.
Two straight years. No. It's down 2 straight years.
Yeah.
It's trending, but it's still a monster. Okay. 81 sporting events were 88 sporting events were in the top 500. Yeah, 64 of them were NFL
this
games.
This is all obvious, but here's the question. None of that's debatable. That's all obvious. Here's my question to you. Has the NFL peaked? Is it ever going to get as good as it was 2 years ago?
I don't know.
Does it feel like it?
More...
Is there any room to go up?
Yeah, you can go back
you
up.
You think the NFL?
I think you can rebound.
No, can the NFL go up from where they were?
I think this is in large part to Roger Goodell's leadership. He's the worst commissioner I think I've ever seen.
I totally disagree with that.
You cannot have handled worse.
The All-Star Game is a tie, and no World Series this year. Oh, I'm just getting confused.
Okay.
Shut up, bud.
All right, Ray Rice, two games. Ray Rice, that's a good idea.
No, for life.
Oh, yeah. And let me adjudicate every single sock incident.
Drayton McClain is not the commissioner of football.
Okay.
There is a two-game suspension. Like, no. Yo. Drayton, you can't be commissioner of lettuce.
Everybody kneel. That's fine. No. Okay, stop. You get paid $44 million a year. When you have a controversy in your league, he has done nothing.
No, here's the mistake they made. After year one, Trump got it sparked back up. Remember, it was kind of everyone stand up. There was really not much going on at all on the kneeling front.
They're wrong. Even without Trump, there were so many people. I can tell you, how many people came up to me and said, I'm not watching football anymore.
I know. I understand that. But in the league itself, players weren't even kneeling anymore.
Well, there, a couple still were. Stopped. A couple, three or five.
Eric Reed, it was very, very few. It had pretty much stopped. Colin Kaepernick said, I'm not doing it anymore. Clearly, he wanted to get a job, too. But it had really stopped. And then that got it sparked back up. And everyone's like, what? Oh. And it drove it back, which is in Trump's favor. I mean, it's in his – it benefits him to drive that wedge in there. But it really had kind of died. And Roger and the NFL needed to not say – like, they needed to not say anything. Jerry Jones shouldn't say anything. You let it lie, and it eventually will kind of dry up and go away. You start saying stuff like Jerry made comments, and then, of course, we know Bob McNair had his comments.
No. But Roger Goodell, nothing. Do something.
But this is my thing. And that's fine if you think that about Roger Goodell. This is my question. I don't know that the NFL has room to get higher than it was 2 years ago.
We'll find out. But I think this.
Because TV deals aren't going to keep going. I don't think they're going to keep going up. Well, with cord cutting.
No. I think star power would help. We got guys who want to talk. Tyler, right. Tom, we'll get to you on the other side. Because we got the shortest waits in all of radio.
That's what
all
we're
you got to do now is give us a call. 713-780-3776 live from Trailer Wheel and Frame. I can't hear you.
Yes, Dell. Oh, you want to tell you about Bill Advisor is what I like to call it. Bill Advisor. I told the guys from Zebra Technology, one guy's based in Phoenix, one guy's based in Chicago, one guy's based in Seattle. Don't care. I said, hey, guys, let me tell you guys about Bill Advisor. I was telling them about something because Bill Advisor works all over the place. What they can do for you is they negotiate the rates of your contracts that you already have with your cell phone, energy, home insurance, life insurance, I mean, not life, but home, auto, internet, those bundled packages. They get in there, and what they'll do for you is, and this used to really piss me off, I hated when new customers got way better deals than I had for being a customer of DirecTV for like 15 years. I just thought this was the most unfair thing, and I eventually left them because I couldn't get customer service to do anything for me. I was really ticked off, and then it was super inconvenient. I met Bill Advisor shortly thereafter. They said, look, here's what we can do for you. We'll get you back on your DirecTV, and we're going to lower the rate for you, and we're going to get you bill credits. And I thought, well, okay, that's what you say, but that's what they did. And not only did they do that, internet, home phone, cell phone. My wife got a phone with free activation. They got fees taken off of our cell phone and home phone accounts. They just redid my internet bill to lower it once again. They saved me over $2,000 in actual savings in bill credits. And for 1 year, and that's for one low monthly fee. You can find the same thing when you go to BillAdvisor.com or just text Bills to 313131. And like I said, they can do this all over the nation. So if you've got a friend or family member, I got Dan Helly from NFL Network uses them in California. Just go to BillAdvisor.com or text Bills to 313131 and let them start saving you big money. It's BillAdvisor.
Is ESPN 97.5.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Whatever this is on, let me drop some shit like this.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I didn't know about this. Reheals. We'll get to it a little bit later at 9 o'clock, but we got to get some phone calls in right now.
Right. We got to get Tom, come on back. 713-780-3776. Tyler's here. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, I'd like to say that my 10-minute wait time is still quicker than the Raheem and Delvin Diesel.
Thank you.
That's right, sir.
Just
that's
flat
right,
out
sir.
Lying.
Factually correct. Right.
Just lying.
So you got me thinking about XFL, and just picture the scenario. You got a team who's got the ball in their own 10-yard line, and the commentators are pointing out, well, the defense only has 10 players on the field. What's going on? And right as the play's starting, they cut to the big screen, and it's they show the tunnel from the opposite side of the field, and they show the safety come running out, play intro music. Well, just then, the team who has the ball starts running the ball. They break loose, and the guy looks like he's running for a touchdown. He's looking at the crowd, taunting. Safety comes out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere. Hammers them, ball jarred free. That's what they got to do.
That's not what they got to do.
They got to do that.
With the smoke, and he's coming out of the tunnel.
You know, you hear like...
all right, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. He's Tyler's right. Tyler, you should be commissioner. Tyler should be committed. That's exactly what the XFL should do. There it is. Oh, my God. Here comes safety Marcus Gilchrist. Marcus Gilchrist is on the field. He's a former Texan, and then he upgraded to the XFL's El Campo Sabercats.
They're not going to play in El Campo.
Oh, wait, we already got
right.
Sabercats.
We got Stop already.
El Campo Rice Birds. No, that's their high school.
They're the Rice Birds?
They're the Rice Birds.
That's what Carlton Thompson was? He was a Rice Bird?
No, he wasn't El Campo. He was I'll remember it in a second.
Yeah.
He was a Bulldog.
Yeah, he was a bulldog. He was a bulldog. 713-780-3776.
Rice birds feels like an intimidating bird of prey. A rice bird.
The prairie fire. Much.
Prairie fire. Now that's intimidating.
Wasn't that you?
Knox College.
Knox College prairie fire.
Galesburg, Illinois. You're damn right it was.
Because prairie fires just burn out of control.
How much did you watch every second, every shot of Tiger yesterday?
I watched no seconds of it. I was watching some special teams play at the Senior Bowl.
Dal, did you miss? You didn't miss a shot, did you?
I wouldn't say I missed it.
Well, did you? Tiger shot 72 yesterday. His over-under today is what? He's on the North course, which is a little bit easier than the South course.
Great.
What do you think?
What do I think about what?
Do you think Tiger, what do you think the under-over is?
Of how many mollies he's going to pop?
No.
No.
It's not Molly Percocet. It's not. Okay. He had a bad reaction to some prescription drugs, and you continue to destroy him.
A bad reaction.
Under, over, 70 and a half.
Over.
Which way are you going? You going over? I'm going under.
Why? Why are y'all going under for Tiger?
He shot 72 yesterday, and he could he started to get it at the end.
For a 79. Then,
no, he's going to shoot 69 today. He's on the North course.
That's what he's gunning for.
Here's a bet though that you have to make. John Rahm is heads up, -1.5 to Jason Day. Jason Day's back hurts.
Dell, are you on the John Rahm train? I don't know who that is, but I assume
John Rahm won his tournament last year and just won last week. Good Lord.
Oh, John Rahm.
Oh,
yeah.
That old John.
John Rahm.
Wasn't he on Mad Men?
It's John Hamm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's John Hamm, not John Rahm. Hmm. It's not John Rahm.
Because I see John Rahm in all these commercials. I wouldn't expect him.
Wasn't John Rahm that pitcher, the left-hander for the Red Sox?
No, he's in all the commercials, even though
John Lester.
He was in a big-time AMC show, but now he's doing all these commercials.
No, that's John Hamm. That's not John Rahm.
I keep getting confused.
Yeah. No, it's different. It's different. Wasn't he the guy,
John Rahm,
black guy that looked like Abe Lincoln, and then he got suspended for weed by the Astros, and he took a—
No, it's John Singleton.
I thought that was John Rahm. Abe Lincoln thing that he had going on?
Yeah, he did have an Abe Lincoln.
Wasn't John Rahm the guy who ran for president and got beat by Bush the second time that Bush won? Wasn't that John Rahm?
Yeah, that was John. Yeah, John. Are you talking about John McCain?
No. Oh, that's John Kerry.
Yeah. Oh, during the presidential.
Yeah.
Are you done? Yeah. Are you two done?
We just took John McCain off the list.
John Rahm is the second greatest golfer in the world, and you two are—
He's not.
Yeah, number two.
John Rahm is the second greatest. Golf's irrelevant.
Well, we know that
Rahm
to be the case.
John Rahm is the second greatest golfer in the world.
Tony Finau against C. Smith.
Don't know any of those guys.
Yeah.
Is this racing? Is this Trey? Are we doing a Juggalo Trey thing right now?
No. See, I'm done with it. See, we can't even have a—
C. Smith? Is that a first name? Steve Smith? It's golfing? Somebody's getting punched.
I wouldn't have expected Steve Smith to transition from the NFL to golf.
Steve Smith would get a lot
of
penalties.
You know why? Because golfers don't transition. That's why.
Mm.
That's why.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Just went to a bad place before.
All right. It's not like Russell Westbrook.
Before the barbecue got here.
It's not like Russell Westbrook.
What do you talk? Why do you keep bringing up Russell Westbrook?
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
You didn't say anything. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. You said literally nothing.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
You're not saying anything.
Yeah, that's right. So that's a good, intelligent conversation.
Well, you brought up golf.
Return.
You know better. What return? Is he even still playing today? Didn't he hurt his back?
No, his back is better. He's Fusion Boy.
Didn't he airball the first shot of the tournament? Didn't he miss a fairway on his first drive?
Missed, yeah, he went
So
he
airballed a free throw is pretty much what he did.
No, it's not an airball. He hit a bad shot and he bogeyed the hole, but he bounced back to shoot even
far. It's like Chris Paul airballing the first free throw.
Oh, yeah, if he hadn't played in 385 days, okay.
Yeah,
I get that.
You know what? I bet Chris Paul still wouldn't airball a free throw if he hadn't touched a basketball in 385 days.
Hang on a second.
He didn't airball anything. He pulled
He wasn't being defended, and he missed. Didn't he supposed to hit it right down the middle, and he missed it to what, the left or the right? I don't know.
Left.
He airballed.
He hit a double crosser.
Jeff said John Rahm is a supervillain in upcoming Marvel Universe.
He's in the new Captain Marvel movie. Yeah.
Is that what it is? That's John Rahm? That does sound like he could be a Marvel movie character.
It's impossible to have an intelligent conversation about golf anymore.
Thank God.
We'll get you on the other side.
Tom hung up again because you started talking about golf.
That's all. I'm just disgusted. I can't be more disgusted with YouTube. And here's why. Because we're going to take a break. 713-780-3776 right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, Trailer Wheel and Frame. Houston's leader for trailers, trailer parts, trailer service, and truck accessories. Listen, and they got regular stuff. First aid kits, fire extinguishers, safety cones, flashlights, everything. Everything you could possibly need. Anything that you need trailer-wise, too. Come on. 8222 I-45 North. We're here. Raheel is going to join us in just a little minute, but everybody wants to talk golf.
So you know what stinks, I got to tell you? So I was at Senior Bowl for three straight days watching practices, and there were some interesting quarterbacks, you know, Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Luke Falk, but there was not – like what the Texans need, there were some guards. It's just it sat some of my personal local interest level because I know without a first two round picks, I do assume that they're going to have a second round pick because I think they'll trade into it. But so I'm looking at tackles and the tackles aren't very good. I'm looking at guards and there's a couple really good guards, but I think they'll be off the board before the Texans pick. They don't need, and they're not going to draft inside linebacker, so I'm not looking at the inside linebackers. I'm not looking at quarterbacks. I think they actually could draft a wide receiver.
They have to.
I think that, yeah.
No.
And maybe even, because Will Fuller just gets beat to hell too much. Yeah. He's just not.
What about Allen Robinson on the other side?
As a free agent?
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Oh, well, that would be nice.
I like
that. How about having two weapons? Name a time.
There's a lot of touchdown catches this year.
Name a time that the Texans had two guys.
Earlier this year.
Will Fuller.
Fuller had a touchdown seven of his 11 catches.
Okay, the only time
touchdowns.
Will Fuller has been in the first three games of his career and for a time, four games of Deshaun.
While he was healthy, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. Well, otherwise.
Yeah, everyone else just defaults automatically.
No. I'm talking like two real. Look at the Steelers. I mean,
they do have that now with Juju, and they had it before Santonio Holmes and Hines Ward.
I know, but they had even they had Martavis Bryant.
Martavis is suspended for drugs all the time. You can't count him. That's like being out with Will Fuller. Will Fuller, who had more touchdowns this year, Martavis Bryant or Will Fuller?
Martavis Bryant.
Let's check.
Yes, Martavis Bryant.
No way.
Yeah, way. Let's get to. Marquise wants to get in here and talk about golf, I think. Hey, Marquise.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. So part of the conversation that I haven't heard people talk about or factor into the NFL ratings being down is streaming, you know, streaming service. I don't know if they count that in their when they're going through the ratings as far as everything, you know, looking into the numbers. Most people nowadays are streaming on their phone or their computer, and that could be a factor into why numbers are down.
Now, keep this in mind.
Red Zone's crushing, too.
Red Zone could be a reason to turn
that's so silly side. That doesn't count in ratings.
Well, so they do have digital numbers and streaming numbers, and they are factored into they're not factored into TV numbers as certain people get, but these companies have the streaming numbers, and they do matter for advertising purposes.
Yeah.
Now, for argument purposes, they don't matter as much. But until they start figuring out streaming numbers, it's going to be an incomplete picture.
I'm going to tell you this. I think Red Zone is hurting them, and they got to find a way to monetize Red Zone. They don't do any commercials.
That's fantasy football.
Red Zone is the greatest invention since texting.
What Red Zone is the DVR football.
Yes.
You go straight through the – the commercials. Yeah, you go straight through to just scoring plays, and that's specifically made with one fan in mind, and that is the fantasy football fan who wants to see if their guy gets in the end zone.
I'm telling you, I don't watch games anymore. I watch Red Zone.
Do you really?
Well, I watch watch is Texans, and then I watch Red Zone.
I've heard a lot of people say that, actually.
I get a piece of every game. I feel like I know more because I'm not watching one specific game and getting, you know, when James Brown comes in and gives me a highlight. I'm watching every game, I get a feel for every game.
You know what you miss, and this is what I realized I was kind of missing out, some of the nuances of the broadcast. Because when you're I like to have a lag on games so I can just fast forward between plays and stuff like that. But you miss some of the commentary, and I know people like to just clown commentary like it's all terrible, which is just basically a hipster thing to say. The fact is, there's a lot of good commentators who are saying a lot of good things because they have meetings and they get information from teams based on their production meeting stuff. And you miss that when you watch TV, kind of like I've started watching TV. Or if you're watching Red Zone and you only watch this tiny segment of this scoring play and then this and this. Although, with Red Zone, you can lock in on a game for six, seven minutes a lot of times. They pick it up at the 35-yard line and roll it in.
Or they'll come back and back and forth, and you won't miss it. You won't even miss a play. And you get plenty of commentary. And actually, you get different commentary because you get a bunch of different games and a bunch of different perspectives, not just one Troy Aikman, one whatever, Tony Romo, whatever the case may be. You get all of the commentators throughout the league. So, I think you get a great feel for the game. You know what I found I found that the only commercials I ever watch anymore are sports commercials.
What do you mean? Sporting events.
Because that's the only time I watch live TV.
Yeah, me too.
The only, now that I only think about commercials it, that I know about.
Now, here's what I record. 60 days in, about people, regular people who go to the jail undercover. Supposedly it's supposed to be to help the guy who runs the jail to find out where the drugs are coming in and all this. But really it's just like their own personal, can I make it through jail type stuff. So they're at the Fulton County Jail. They're in Atlanta right now. They were in Indiana in the last two seasons. Now this is season four. So I watch 60 Days In, which is a pretty good show. And then, I watch it because I DVR it.
Yeah,
and
but you go fly through the commercials.
Yeah, you're right.
That's all you do. Netflix. You can't watch Family Guy on regular TV. Just might as well just go to Netflix or Parks and Rec. Why would you watch it on regular
TV? Just a reminder, guys, we're out here at Trail Wheel and Frame, one of our sponsors here.
Well, in your car, you have to.
And the listener.
No one would change the station during a commercial in
You'd
a,
be a fool too,
car.
Frankly.
That's stupid.
You'd be a fool too. You'd be a damn fool. So.
Well, you know why? Because you would never find out about where to play poker this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you a good spot. How about Prime Social? It's a Prime Social Club, okay? It's a social club. Now, part of that social, the part I like the most is the food and beverage, and they have free refreshments and free food all weekend long because it's their grand opening. Their grand opening started last night. 29 big screen TVs surrounding the place. A great menu. Full size, full scale, really nice bar. They've got backgammon, chess. They've got so much. Obviously, no kids are involved here. But real poker with tournaments going on Saturday and Sunday. It's $20,000 tournaments, and it's $10,000 for first place. So make sure that you stop by there, get all your details. Check them out on Facebook, their Facebook page at Prime Social Club. But this is going to be the finest poker spot in the entire city of Houston right away. It looks amazing inside. It's a relaxing, beautiful, upscale environment. It's safe. And best of all, it's a place for you to go and test your poker skills against other people here in the city. I'm going to be in this weekend. I can't wait. I live right around the corner. That's going to be my new post-up spot right there at Prime Social. Get in there and enjoy the poker tournaments this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And tell them Lance Erline sent you by.
We don't make knee-jerk decisions.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.